Okay, so now we start with the short breathing meditation. Okay, so try to keep your back straight, then breathe gently and focus your mind on the breath. Okay, so try to do this few minutes here.
同样的, 我们要先做一个简短的呼吸观共修, 这样呢最重要的在这呼吸观里面最重要就是 背要挺直，无论你是怎样坐的，你坐在椅子上啊，或者坐在地上啊，什么，最重要就是那个背要挺直，然后很自然的呼吸，然后将你的心呢专注于呼吸上。我们这样做几分钟。
So next one, so then set up your motivation. So I think today we try to do maybe Shakyamuni Buddha meditation a little bit longer. Okay, so I'll explain.
现在呢我们就要调整我们的发心，然后呢今天我们可能就要做一下，尝试一下 本师释迦牟尼佛的观修法，可能会比较深入一点，长一点。
You are the short, several impressions, short one, some idea, which page?
七支文修法。
Sublime prayer, short one. Anybody know which page? Huh? in the prayer book. Huh? Huh? 35.
Okay. 是在这本英文的法本是在这本红色的第35页。华文的呢，中文的就在这个日诵课文里面。日诵课文就每天都要做的功课了，当然会有。然后七支供养文就在里面第20面。It's inside this prayer book, English and
Chinese. Okay, okay,
okay. Yeah,
so,
可以拿一本给 Ken Room 去看吗？前面。
I have here.
Take one.
I have, okay.
Oh, no.
Never mind, it's okay.
Page 19. It's only one line.
Okay.
One limb, one line.
Okay.
哇，今天声音太好了。So,
okay, so we do, today we learn how to do the Shakyamuni Buddha meditation. Normally it would be a very short one, yeah. So today a little bit longer way, yeah, long way. So you can learn, then go back home, then you can meditate like that, yeah.
今天呢，我们要学的是本师释迦牟尼佛的观修法。这个观修法呢，会比较详细一点，不像我们平常做这个观想，然后就完了。然后我们会配合这个经文，这七支供养的经文来修这个观修法，所以我们可以跟天文界一起学习。然后呢，学会之后，我们每天可以在家里自己这样的去观修。
Okay, so then after the breathing meditation is to settle, you know, if your mind is so much negative emotion, you know, or attachment, anger, or, you know, jealous, pride, you know, so then difficult to meditate. So therefore, very first moment, so do the breathing meditation, you know, then,bring your mind in neutral state. So that's the idea. So then, after that, when your mind is in neutral, then, you know, then you set up your motivation, you know, to do the Shakyamuni Buddha meditation, for example, set up your motivation. So here, the best motivation is bodhicitta motivation, you know, to help myself,and help all sentient beings free from ocean of samsara. So therefore, I'm going to meditate, you know. So, set up these motivations.
首先呢，我每次在做任何修行的时候，我们都会先做这个呼吸观。为什么呢？因为我们的心呢，平常是很散乱的，我们有很多烦恼，被烦恼占据，有时候我们一些贪着的念头啊，或者一些嗔怒的念头啊，或者是有妒忌的心态，或者是我慢的心态啊，在我们的心里啊，这我们的心里被这些烦恼缠住，所以呢，我们就可以用呼吸观了，把这些念头呢全部都放下，然后呢，我们的心呢就可以达到一个比较中和的状态。在这样的心态之下呢，我们才去发心，发心，然后才去做本师释迦牟尼佛的观修法。我们每次讲到发心啊，究竟什么是发心？发心指的是发菩提心。就是呢，我现在呢要修这个法，是为了利益自己，利益其他的众生。我们讲的自他二利啊，怎样利益他们呢？就帮助自己和其他的众生呢解脱轮回。为了达到这样的目标，所以呢，我现在要发心修这个本师释迦牟尼佛的观修法。
Okay, so set up your motivation. Okay, like bodhicitta motivation, first set up that. Yeah.
所以现在呢，我们就开始发心，调整我们的动机。哦，要发菩提心啊，完成自他二力。
So motivation is very important. You know, very beginning, how you set up your motivation is extremely important. You know,
发心是非常重要的修行之一，因为呢，在我们开始做任何东西的时候呢，我们发心呢是非常重要的。
So just example. You know, you may make one light offering with the bodhicitta motivation, you know, to benefit each and every sentient beings. Therefore, I'm going to make light offering, for example, like that. So, with this motivation, you make one light offering. Then your merit becomes extremely powerful, you know, become very powerful. So, extensive merit we can collect due to the motivation. So, also due to your this bodhicitta motivation, then your light offering, you know, this merit become cause to enlightened.
这发心呢，为什么说是非常重要的？举个例子，比方你要做一盏灯供，在你在做这盏灯供前呢，你就发心了。发什么心呢？发这个菩提心。我为了利益每一个众生呢，六道中的每一个众生呢，我要做这盏灯供，贡献给三宝，贡献给佛。这样，因为有了这样的发心呢，你的灯供所获得的利益啊，变得非常的强而有力，变得非常的广大，而且呢，这样的灯供是将来你证得佛的果位的因了，也就是说，你为将来证得佛的果位呢，种下了一颗种子。
So like that. So.So here, so you be offered light through this bodhicitta motivation. You know, this merit can be continued up to you achieve enlightenment. You're able to experience result of that karma, you know, good karma, you're able to experience up to enlightenment. It's mentioned that not only that, even after you get enlightened, you'll experience until every sentient being become full enlightenment. Then that time they finish the merit of the making light offering, one light offering, you know, if you do through the bodhicitta motivation.
怎么说呢？刚才讲，用深一层去分析，如果你是以菩提心呢作为发心去做这盏灯供，一盏灯供，你所证得、你所获得的善业的力量啊。就是你所获得的果报，善的果报，是从那一刻开始，直到你证得佛的果位， 他的善业的力量呢还在那边。就算你证得佛的果位呢，那个善业的力量，那一盏灯供善业的力量还继续发挥，直到每一个众生都成佛为止，这样的善业的力量呢才完完全全消耗掉了。所以你可以看到，一盏灯供用菩提心发心做一盏灯供所获得的福报，他的功德呢福报是多么多么的广大，他的力量是多么的强。
So also mention also Buddha mentioned one of the sutra, you know, if you do, you know, with the bodhicitta motivation, you know, for example making light offering, you know, or flower offering with the bodhicitta motivation, thenThat merit is like a drop of water drip into this ocean, like that, you know. So become, until the ocean dry up, you know, the drop of water still exists there, you know. So it's given that kind of example. So therefore, you collect this merit, merit is always there until every sentient being become full enlightenment.
佛呢，这是佛在佛经中曾经开示过的，如果有众生呢，有一个众生发菩提心做供养的话，如果他供养的是一盏灯或者是一束花或者一朵花，所得的这个供养的力量，所累积的福德的力量，就好像一滴水流入大海变成大海一样，所以他的福德的力量呢，就好像海水一般，直到那个海水完完全全干枯了，这滴水呢就永远在那边。所以呢，也就是说，直到我们证得佛的果位，直到每一个众生都证得佛，那时候呢，我们所积累那一盏灯或一朵花所积累的福德的善业的力量呢，才会完全尽了。
So idea is that a little way. I didn't mind too. sometimes the wind go my head, get headache. So,
因为就这个冷气的风吹吹你的头，你是会觉得有点一拉一拉这样。
What I'm talking to.
They designed the aircon wrongly.
What?
They design the aircon wrongly, must go to the side.
That's okay. Now I have my, now I have my protection, it's okay. okay. So, so here, and also like, and motivate with bodhicitta, dedicate, you know, with like bodhicitta, you know, seal with bodhicitta motivation.You know, dedication with bodhicitta, motivate with bodhicitta, you know. So then become extremely powerful, you know, your merit, you know. It's, you know, just light, a small light offering you do with this mind, you know, then it's extremely powerful. So here my point is, you know, how important motivation is, you know. So therefore, you know, whatever you do, the bodhicitta motivation is important.
所以呢，这里呢，我们可以看到，如果呢，我们能够如理的去发心的话，然后积累功德之后呢，我们做一个回向，这回向是非常重要的。这回向呢，能够护持啊，我们所积累的福报啊，不会被摧毁掉。然后呢，因为我们是以这个菩提心呢来做的供养，就算做小小的一盏灯或小小的一朵花，因为是以菩提心的力量去加持的，我们也可以加持来我们的东西。我看我们多厉害，我们可以有这菩提心力量去加持我们的供养的话呢，所以我们所积累的福德也会变得非常的强大，就好像直到证得佛的果位，甚至证到每一个众生都成佛。 所以从这个例子我们就看到发心呢是多么的重要。所以呢在我们的日常生活中，我们的修行当中啊，我们无论我们做什么呢，我们都要先发心。
So like that. So to hear again, that you make one light offering, you know, a small light offering to Buddha, but you do with the Buddha, renunciation, you know, motivation with renunciation, and just to achieve liberations, you know, for sake of yourself, you know. Then you make one light offering. So that become cause.Just cause for liberation. It doesn't become cause for enlightenment.
比如说，如果我们做一盏灯供啊，给这个佛，像我们发心，可能我们发的心呢，是为了是以出离心来发心的。我要做这盏灯供呢，供给佛啊，愿我呢自己能够啊解脱轮回的痛苦。像以这样的发心呢，在做这盏供的。灯供的话，你当然是有积累福德的，你就种下了将来自己解脱轮回的善因。
So then, if we make one light offering, with you know, like happiness to achieve happiness for future life, you know, so then that become cause just for cause for happiness for next life, you know.
当然，如果你的发心是这样的，哦，你做一盏灯供呢，供养给佛，愿我呢将来呢能够得到快乐，得到善去，投身到善道去啊，得到快乐。这样你也是积累了福德了。在你积累了什么福德呢？你种下了善因，种下了将来下一生呢能得投身上去啊，继续得到快乐的因了。
So like that. So here, what I'm saying is like that. You just make same kind of light offering, but due to different your motivation. You know, just for seeking happiness for future life, or just for liberation, or to achieve enlightenment. So what kind of motivation you have, you know, depend on that. You know, so become what kind of merit, how much merit you collect. You know, all depend on motivation.
所以这样的三个例子我们可以看到同样的一盏灯供，因为有不同的发心啊，要有的人发心要将来得到投身到善去啊，继续得到快乐，有人呢发心呢愿将来能够解脱，有人发心呢愿这盏灯供呢仍让我成佛啊，帮助利益所有的一切众生，因为有三种不同的发心，所以呢他们将来所得到的果报呢也有三种不同的不同的情况，所以你所积累的福德的多少就看你的发心，所以你的发心呢就决定你积累的福德的广度和深度。
So like that. So you make one light offering just for to achieve happiness in this life, for example, you know, just to have some wisdom or just less sickness, you know, or just clarify the obstacleYou know, successful business, you know, just make some light offering from this motivation, then it doesn't become cause to happiness, you know, become cause to happiness for future life, doesn't become cause to liberation, doesn't become cause to enlightenment, you know, just, you know, cause for this life, you know.
所以呢，如果你做一盏灯供，然后你在那边念啊，哦，保佑保佑啊，那种的哈，哦，愿我哈今生哦能够得到快乐哈，我的病啊少一点啊，不要这么多病啊，去除我障碍呀，我做生意能够成功啊，发大财呀，那等等哈，哦，包庇包庇这样啊。如果你是以这样的心态哦来做这种灯供，当然你所积累当然是有福德了，可是你积累的福德呢，这一生就用完了，这福德呢并不会成为你将来投生到善道的因啊，也不。会帮助你将来能够解脱这个轮回，也不能帮助你将来成佛，这身用完了就完了咯。
So like that. So depend on your motivation. You know, the even same action depend on motivation, then become different cause. You know, so therefore the point is set up bodhicitta motivation. So it is that you want biggest amount of merit to collect. So then must set up bodhicitta motivation. You set up that, whatever you practicing, set up this motivation, and everything is okay. You know, no need to think this life, future life, you know, liberation, you don't need. It's come by the way, you know. So the point is that, you know, set up bodhicitta motivation, everything come there.
所以呢，我们可以很清楚的看到呢，我们的发心呢、啊，就决定我们种下什么因，将来会得到什么样的果，所以它是有因果的。所以呢，最重要的，所以这很三个例子哦，四个例子很清楚的告诉我们的，我们如果我们做什么东西呢，我们都应该发菩提心，为什么呢？因为发菩提心呢，能够让我们积累最最最大的福德资粮，因为菩提心呢，能帮助我们积累最大的福报。好，所以如果我们能够发菩提心的话呢，像其他的一些东西呢，都不用担心了，它都会自然而然的、哦、都会得到。哇，无论是今生的快乐啊，来生的快乐，或者是得到解脱的快乐啊，这将来成佛证的佛的快乐，根本就不用说了、哦、所以其他的这一切呢，都因为发菩提心呢，都可以自然的得到。
So like that. So therefore, before the motivation, you know.So then set up this Buddhist motivation, you know, so just to understand how important, you know.
Yeah, 这个门是音乐门呢，有音乐的。所以我们可以看到的发心呢是非常非常的重要，讲了这么多应该都明白了。所以无论我们做什么东西呢，我们都要去调整一下，看我们的发心、哦、看我们的动机啊，为什么要做什么、哦，因为呢，我们要明白呢，这个发心呢，它是非常重要的，它决定很多很多将来的一切。
So like that. Then after that, okay, when, then your mind is neutral, then you set up your bodhicitta motivation. Then after that, you know, then in front of space, you know, one space maybe can be one meter or 2 meter this length like that.In this space, you know, then visualize, you know. that was called the golden throne, you know. Sometimes they recommend, you know, what's called eight direction, I don't know, eight side. You know, eight. It's squarish, you know, like eight. Eight.Eight sight, you know. Normally we see only four sight.
Mm-hmm.
Eight sight. So, like that kind of golden throne visualize, then each corner, each sight have supported by the two snow line. You know, so, you know, the golden diamond throne like that.
Snow line, oh.
Each corner, the eight there, so each side,
each corner got two snow lions.
That's all.
Yeah, don't, okay.Okay, 现在呢，我们当我们的心呢保持一个平等舍的状态，你读这个佛经，他们都用平等舍，就 neutral state。好，让我们用比较现代化的华语，你的心呢比较平和下来了，哦，比较平和下来。
好了，是
啊，你就可以发菩提心。
是，not this way. I mean that you can visualize a throne here.You know, four squares, so each side, two is no line. So eight is no line. You know, it's
four side only.
Four side, then each side, two is no line. So become eight, yeah. So visualize like that, made of gold, diamond, you know.
Okay. 这样的心呢，在一个比较平和稳定的状态之下呢，你就可以发菩提心。那怎样发菩提心过后呢，你就要做观想，在前方的虚空，大概你上面大概一两米了，不用太高的地方了。前方的虚空，这虚空呢，就在前面了，不要太远。前方虚空呢，你可以看，有个金色的四方形的宝座。这宝座呢，每一个方面呢，每个四方哦，前后左右啊，都有两只雪狮坐镇。 所以它是个四方形的八只雪狮的金色宝座。哦，那个金色要很亮很亮的。哦。
So like that. So, so on top the throne, then it is like the multicolor the lotus. You know, you can visualize beautiful lotus. You can visualize that on top the throne. So on top the throne, lotus, and on top the lotus, visualize the sun disk like a plat.
Moon? Does it have moon disk first?
A sun disk. Then there's a plat on top of the sun disk. You can visualize the moon disk. Yeah.
站在在这个金刚金色的金刚狮子雪山狮子宝座啊，上面有一个杂色莲花莲花座。这个莲花是佛的座位，叫杂色莲花座。上面呢就有个日轮。你讲它的日轮其实是个圆形的东西，好像贾巴迪这样的东西，圆形的啦。然后它是金黄色的，我们叫日轮。日轮上面有一个另外一个贾巴迪这样的的月轮啊，它是白色的。
Like I guess that you know moon this I mean moon cushion, you know sun cushion, then moon cushion.On top the lotus like that, so picture like that.
的主要的观想就是在这个莲花宝座上面有个日轮，日轮上面有个月轮。
So like that. So on top the moon disk, then now visualize Buddha Shakyamuni. Okay.
那在这些日轮、月轮上面呢，就出现本师释迦牟尼佛。
So like that. Then his right hand.You know, the touching the mudra, touching the earth, like that, touching, you know, from the knee, then below, like touching the earth, then the left hand, like a meditation posture, then holding the bowl filled with nectar.
这样的，这释迦牟尼佛呢，你可以观相，我们这边应该有释迦牟尼佛的相，他的右手呢是放在他的。的膝盖上面，然后是触地的，我们叫就触地印。然后左手呢是在打坐啊，他在打坐，结坐打坐。然后上面呢有一个他的那个托钵，他托钵上面呢，托钵里面呢其实是充满甘露。
So then, so, so here, because his ear is long.You know, long ear. So then, also his eye, you know, slightly open, long eye. So then his head there, like a tie that long hair, you know, make round. Then top of the there, that's the Ushi Nisha. So like that. So then he's smiling, looking at you, you know, beautiful face, you know, like slightly smiling to you like that. So.
然后这个佛呢，这个身相是相好，相好光明身。我讲相好到底是怎么相好？他的两个耳朵是很长的，他那个耳垂长长的哈，然后呢，他的眼睛呢是细长的，然后微微的开着，开一点点，微微开着。然后呢，他的头哦是绑起来，然后绑成一个髻哈，它上面有一个印号叫乌什尼沙。然后他的整个脸庞呢是微笑的，看起来很祥和。你看着他，好像他跟着你微笑一样。
So then, golden in color, so radiant light, like you know.
所以他的身体呢，不是像我们这样是肉啊、皮啊、骨头的，他的整个身体呢是金色的，是金色的光明身，那么发出光芒的金色的光芒。很耀眼的。
So like that, so I guess that, you know, otherwise you can look a beautiful picture of Shakyamuni Buddha or look, you know, statue, you know, look carefully how you sit, how you look like, you know, then. So then after you slightly close, then you have this mental image, try to get that image in your mind. You know, then focus on that.That's the visualization is about that, you know. Your mind focus on the image. you know, not looking at the statue or tanka, but your mind have some image of that, you know. Then focus your mind on that.
所以呢，刚才主要呢是一般的描述了。如果呢，你也可以根据照片啊，本是释迦牟尼佛照片的，或者看着释迦牟尼佛的塑像啊，来帮助你啊去做这样的观想。然后呢，你看着照片，看着像啊，你心里呢就会出现这个佛的那个形象，然后就把你的心呢专注于这个佛的形象，在你心里出现这个形象，把你心呢圆念于这个佛像。
Okay, so like that. So we do two, three minutes. Okay, so get that idea, you know, in front of in space, visualize like that. Okay, whether you get clear or not, don't worry. You know, just get some idea. You know, Buddha is in front of you. Just get that idea, which represents all Buddhas. You know, just strong faith, devotion, belief. You know, Buddha is just in front of you. Whether you see clear or not, doesn't matter.So that we do that 2-3 minutes, yeah. If of course very clear, then fantastic, you know.
所以现在呢，我们就来练习哦，就照刚才那观想的方法来练习两三分钟，就是在我们前方的虚空呢，出现这个八个雪狮烘托起来的狮子宝座，那上面有个杂色莲花，莲花上面有个日轮月轮，上面出现本是释迦牟尼佛，相好光明，发出大光明啊。这个佛呢就在我们的前方，以非常虔诚呢的心呢去这样观想。这样你不要担心哦，哎呀可能观想的不是很好啊，不是很清楚，都不用担心哦，你叫深信不疑，你这样观想啊，无论是好还是不好，佛就出现在你的前面，然后本师释迦牟尼就在那边，要这样的深信，这样虔诚的心。当然如果你能观想的非常清晰啊，当然是非常非常好的。
Okay, we do 1-2 minutes. Okay, try to meditate. Okay.
Okay, 我们先试一下一两分钟，不要太紧张。
So, I mean, this have to meditate, you know, time, you know, in daily life. So just even this simple meditation, you know, what's the benefit? So also you have to understand that, you know. So getting this mental image, you know, of the Buddha, you know, very clear in the mind. So I mean, just by thinking Buddha in the mind, you know, you accumulate so much merit. Then especially the benefit is time of the death. Our gross mind will shut down slowly, stop functioning, the gross mind. Only the mental mind, subtle mind, you know, function. So at that time, if you have very good meditation, just this example, this one like that, so able to see Buddha in your subtle state mind. Able to see that. No.
这是我们每天呢在家里都可以做的简单的观修。像你可能会问，诶，我这样做有什么利益，有什么好处？其实当我们的心里呢有这个佛的形象出现的时候，当然我们讲越清晰越好，这没有那么清晰也不用太在意。这样做的话呢，就是心里有佛，这个佛的形象出现，单单是这样的话呢，我们就已经能够积累很大的福德了。怎么说呢？这个福德呢，尤其是在我们死亡的那一刻，它就会出现，会有很大的效益。怎么说？在死亡发生的时候呢，我们初分的那个心识啊，这初分的心会慢慢的分解，然后就不在了，不再起任何作用。那时候我们的细分的心呢，就会显现出来。如果那时候我们有很好的这个修得很好，平常修得很好的话，那时候呢，我们的那个细分的心呢、啊，就可以见到佛。佛就会很明显、很清楚的显现出来了。
So like that. So if you die with that kind of, you know, in seeing the Buddha, you know, in a mental, you know, seeing like that, then of course you have refuge. Then, you know, you see the Buddha in mentally in your mind, take refuge and die peacefully. You know, that will happen. You meditate, then that will happen. Time after death, so then you have good rebirth. You know, never take rebirth in the Lord realm.
这样呢，在我们死亡的心时呢，细分的心呢、啊，能够见到佛的话呢，当然我们会皈依啊，向佛皈依啊。那时候呢，我们就会很平和的这样过世啊。那时候呢。因为你的心呢，心识啊，在这个死亡的时候见到这个佛的话，所以你肯定不会堕入到三恶道去，你肯定会投身到善道去。
So like that, so, so that's the benefit, you know, just visualizing Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, daily life, you know.
所以呢，这就是每天啊做观想啊，本是释迦牟尼佛的利益。
Okay, so like that, visualize clearly, as clear as possible in front of you. Then after that, you know, then you do the sevelin practice. You know, the sevelin practice, okay? So then, first visualize clearly, then sevelin practice, first ones. You know, reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind.
这样呢观想本是释迦牟尼佛很清晰的去观想之后呢，这样我们就可以接着做这个修这个七支供养，就第二十面的，我以三门纯心恭礼敬，所以第一个是做顶礼。
Then second one, you know, I present cloud of every type of offering, actual and imagined.
然后接着顶礼过后呢，我们叫做供养，他敬奉十诚意献供养云。
So then after that, I declare all my negative action accumulates since beginningless time.
第三支呢是忏悔过去的罪业，忏悔无始累积诸罪作诸罪罪。
Then the next one, I rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings.
第四支呢是随喜，随喜凡夫圣者各善业。
Then please remain until end of cycle existent.
第五支是请佛住世，生死未尽，恭请长安住。
Then and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings.
第六支是请转法轮，并起为诸众生转法轮。
Then I dedicate my own merit and those of all other to the great enlightenment.
最后一支呢是回向，回向自他功德与菩提。
So like this is the seven practice, you know. So I raise that visualize Buddha, then, you know, you can memorize this word, you know. You memorize this word, then now mentally, you know, mentally thinking that, you know, you are doing making prostration to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, or respecting, you know, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, you know. So mentally think like that, mentally, you know, offering whatever you set up, mentally you think.Mentally offering, you know, then you declare, you know, just, you know, all your negative action in front of Buddha Shakyamuni, whatever you've done, you know, accumulate harm, other, or whatever, you know. So declare, you know, then rejoice, you know, all your merit, rejoice others' merit, you know, think that what kind of merit accumulate, what kind of other people only merit, think that.Be happy about that. You know, then same thing again. Turn the wheel of Dharma and requesting, you know, step until samsara ends. Then lastly, the dedication, you know. All this become cause to enlightenment, you know. So.
所以呢，这七支供养文呢，我们就从这个观想本师释迦牟尼佛开始，在我们的前方哦。然后，其实我们可以把这个七支供养给背下来，这样呢，我们就可以哦，在我们脑里面哦，这样做所有的观想。这第一个观想呢，就是我们观想哦，我们就顶礼本师。然后过后呢，第二支供养文呢，就是我们观想所有的供养，当然你也可以做一些真的供养啦，供养一些水果啊、花啊等等哦，你可以做真的供养。可是你可以加意哦，用你的心啊、心识啊、你的意啊去做更多的供养。那供养过后呢，就下一支呢，七支文是忏悔发怒啊，发怒你以前做过的所有的罪业啊，希望能够把它消除掉。然后呢，这个是在佛本师释迦牟尼佛面前哦啊忏悔发怒啊，然后过后你就随喜呢所有普通的人啊、凡夫啊、所有圣人啊，从所造的善业，就是别人所做的功德啊，做好的地方，你要为他们感到开心啊，好，不要去妒忌别人啊，这个是随喜之，然后过后就请佛住世。希望佛能住世长长久久，我们可以继续啊跟着佛学，然后过了佛住世，当然要请他转法轮啊，教我们佛法。过后呢，我们就要回向我们所积累的这些功德。
So I mean again, of course, again, how well you do this meditation, seven practice, how well meditation you do on seven practice.You do well, then very, very effective. You know, change your negative emotion.
当然，这个七支供养文这个修法呢，到底有没有实际的利益呢？就看你哦，看你自己有没有真实的、如理的去修。如果呢，你能够如理的去修的话呢，你就当然可以看到它的效益。怎么说看到效益呢？你可以看到你自己的心念的那个转换。
So like that, this all like for, you know, the first one, you know, you know, reverently I prostrate to my body, speech, and mind. I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. So, first is like prostration. So it's become antidote. If you do well, then it's become antidote to the pride. You know, able to reduce your pride. You know? That's one of the negative emotions which disturb our mind.
所以第一支供养文呢是顶礼支，就做顶礼，就是我以身口意三门哦啊做顶礼。这身口意三门做顶的顶礼可以对治什么呢？啊，对治是我们什么不好的心态呀、啊？可以转换我们什么不好的心态呢？它其实呢是对治我们的我慢的烦恼、哦、所以如果做得好的话呢，我们的我慢呢会在我们心里、哦、慢慢慢慢的减少。
So like that. So then next one, making offering, you know, meditation on offering. So that is, you know, if we do well, this become antidote to reduce our my zealousness.
像第二支是做供养，就是供养支。如果我们做得好的话，真的有效用的话，可以对治我们的吝啬、坚吝的那个烦恼。
So like that. So that miserliness also one of the negative emotion. So which is part of attachment, you know. So just clinging on the object cannot let go, you know. So if we don't meditate well, then we cling until we die. Time of the death also we cling on that. You know, then become very, very big obstacle. You know, for oneself, not easy to die. Even die, there's no good rebirth. So therefore, you know, my zealousness is not good. So antidote to that is meditation of offering, you know.
所以这个供养呢，到底呢，我们想是对这坚吝到底是怎么样呢？这坚吝啊，就很贪啊，贪你的财啊，贪你的东西啊，就对这个外在的事物啊，外在非常的留恋，起了这个贪执。这所以你因为有这贪执呢，你就变得很坚吝。这坚吝到底有什么不好呢？如果你没有去对治它的话，你这个贪执啊，这坚吝的贪执会一直伴到你直到你死为止。就你死的时候呢，因为你放不下嘛，所以你死得很不容易啊，你会死得很不容易啊。心不甘情不愿呢，会这样死掉。这不容易死掉，真的死掉过后呢，又会坠入这三恶道里面啊。所以这坚吝呢是非常非常是一种我们需要对治的烦恼。这样我们用什么烦恼去对治呢？我们就用这个修行啊，这个供养的修行，供养的这个修法呢，去对治这个坚吝。
So next is the, you know, the purification practice or so here, so you know, declaring your negative action. So just, you know, not hiding, so saying everything, you know. So that means, you know, not, you know, say that and also committing yourself, you know, not to do this kind of negative action in the future. You know, making strong determination, you know, not to engage again. Whatever you've done, just clear. So knowing the result of the karma, you know, how one karma, poor result we have to experience. You know, so if you know all this, then you can decide, make a strong determination, you know, not to engage in the future, you know. So here again, if you do well, then again this be very, very powerful, you know, not to engage in negative action in future, at the present, in the future. Like that, then able to purify it, you know, like attachment, you know, the ignorance, anger, so like that.
下一支是第三支，第三支呢是忏悔支。忏悔支是什么呢？就是忏悔发怒，我们以前所做的所有的罪业不隐瞒，如实的向佛陈露表述出来，讲出来。然后呢，这必须从我们内心发自我们的内心的，就忏悔我们过去所做的种种的罪业，然后呢以后决定不去造作。所以做以忏悔，未做不造。所以呢，这是为什么我们可以这样呢？我们可以这样做，是因为我们肯定要知道这业报的后果，我们必须非常清楚业报的后果，知道如果我们造作这样的罪业的话，它将来的果报是怎么样的。如果我们都很清楚的话呢，这样我们心里就可以做出决定了，以后绝对不造作这样或者同样的罪业。这样如果我们真的这个忏悔之做得好的话呢，我们可以看到我们自己那个我们从来没有做过的恶行恶业，我们不会去造作。这我们以前所犯下的恶行呢，我们都会把它净化，所以它可以净化掉我们以前造作的贪嗔痴等烦恼。
So like that. So, I mean, one is very effective is that, you know. So, meditate Buddha Shakyamuni, then this part, you know. So, whatever you engage some kind of harmful action for that day, you know, declare and commit yourself not to engage again, you know, in front of the Buddha there, you know. Whatever you've done, you recognize that, or this is not good, or is it done again, then, you know, you recognize not correct. So after that, then you make a strong determination that not to engage again, you know. So whatever happened in the life, you know, so it's become very, very powerful, you know. So oneself not to create more negative karma, you know.
所以这是非常有效的一个修法，尤其是这个修法是必须因为我们在观想是在本师释迦牟尼佛面前我们发悔忏，我们发悔发怒忏悔，就在释迦牟尼佛我们过去呢曾伤害过众生，我们做过这样的恶行等等等等等，我们把它列出来，这就发自你的内心所以呢我已经造作了这样的业行我知道这样的行为呢是不好的，是不对的，所以呢它是有恶报的，所以呢你就发这个身心从此以后在释迦牟尼佛本师释迦牟尼佛面前发誓，就发这个身心，我以后绝对不会造作。这样的发怒忏悔呢是非常有力量，很强大的力量，因为呢它可以帮助你呢以后不会去造作更多的恶业。
So like that. So next is the rejoicing. So here, you know, the feeling, feel happy about your positive action, feel happy about other people's positive action, you know, feeling happy about them. So in this way, so this you do, you rejoice, you really rejoice, then become very powerful, you know, so able to reduce the negative emotion, the jealousy. Yeah.
所以呢，下一支这七支供养文呢，七支一二三四，第四支呢是随喜支。随喜支呢，这里呢是一种高兴一种为别人为自己感到高兴的那种觉受，因为看到呢自己造了善行做了善的行为，也看到别人呢造了个做了善的行为呢，所以心里生出一种很欣慰很高兴的那种觉受无论这个是凡夫做的和圣人做的，你都会觉得很高兴，从心里真的从心里发出感觉到快乐，这就我们就叫做随喜。这个随喜呢是有很大的功德的，因为呢它能够对治我们妒忌心这样的烦恼。
So like that. So here, so again, jealousy is the one of the negative emotion which disturbs our mind. You know, so if we don't know how to rejoice, we are jealous. Then if jealous, our mind is disturbed. So that means our mind is not happy. So that means you are not happy. Yeah. So something we don't want. So how to reduce that is to rejoice. You know, once you rejoice, there's no problem, you know. So understand that, you know, how important to rejoice, you know.
所以这里呢，我们要对治的烦恼就是妒忌。所以如果要克制这个妒忌心呢，我们就要修这个随喜。当我们起了妒忌心的时候呢，我们的心呢就不平静了，就觉得很烦了。这烦呢，就一种烦恼来的。因为呢，我们不知道怎么样去随喜别人做了善的东西啊，做的比你好的东西、善的东西，你起了这妒忌心的话，你不懂怎样去为他感到高兴了，不懂怎样随喜的话，你起了妒忌心了，你会觉得很烦。所以这样的心态呢，是我们不要的，我们都不要这样的烦恼。所以怎样去对治呢？这样的烦恼呢，我们就要升起这个随喜的心。所以呢，我们明白这随喜的心可以带我们的心带来平和快乐的话，我们就明白这随喜的心呢，其实是很重要的。
So like that. So then, next one, remain until cyclic existence. So that is to, you know, request, you know, from your heart, you know, remain until samsara ends, like that. So that, that's the, what's called, harming the teacher or gurus, you know, then criticizing the guru or this thing, all this is considered very heavy negative karma, you know. So able to purify that, you know, if you really sincerely request, you know.
第五支呢，就是请佛注视。这请佛注视呢，这个如果你真的能够真心的，或从发心啊，这发心啊，请佛注视的话，这个可以是请佛注视，也可以是请善知识，就请你的导师啊，常住世间啊，这个能对治什么呢？它能对治我们所过去所种下的恶业烦恼。比如过去呢，我们曾经批评过我们善知识啊，或者曾经伤害善知识的话，这些呢都是很深很重的恶业。所以呢，要对治这样的恶业呢，我们就要做这第五支请佛注视。
So like that. So this is very powerful. You know, you request, you know.Guru to live long like that, you know, sincerely. So that means when you do that, you know, from your heart, so then able to clarify all our life obstacles. You know, we want to live long, you know, we don't want to die, you know, so then, you know, it's very powerful, you know, clear all the obstacles.
所以呢，这是一个非常有效而且强有力的观修法。然后请我们的善知识常住世间。这善知识呢，其实指的就是我们的导师了，请我们的导师注视。如果我们真的能够发真心请自己的导师善知识长久住在世间的话呢，我们就可以清除我们所积累的业障，它可以对治我们这些业障对治什么样的业障呢？对治自己的寿命的业障。所以呢，它可以让我们得到长寿，因为我们每个都希望嘛，能够注视久一点，多学的东西所以呢，他能够请佛注视或请善知识注视，能够清除自己的障碍。
So like that. So then, you know, so like, you know, this, so this practice is important. You know, wants to have a long life. You know, to practice.
所以这个修行法就是第一二三四五第五支修行法其实是非常重要的，因为如果我们有比较长一点的寿命呢，我们就可以继续去修行。
So then next one, turn to Vilap Dhamma. You know, so requesting that. Also this very, very powerful practice. You know, you really sincerely request, you know, from your heart, turn to Vilap Dhamma. For sentient beings, then this becomes very, very powerful antidote to abandoning the Dhamma.
所以呢，第六支供养，其实供养就是请转法轮，就请这个佛，因为你观想就是你的善知识，请善知识呢转法轮。如果真的修得好，这发身心呢去祈求啊，请佛或请善知识转法轮，它所得到的那利益呢也是非常强有力强大，因为呢，如果你是从心出发，请佛转法轮，利益所有的一切众生呢，就是可以对治我们舍弃佛法的恶行恶业。
So like that. So in the Lamri it mentioned, you know, so how heavy negative karma to abandon the Dhamma. You know, it's mentioned in the Lamri, if you destroy all the stupa exist this world and abandon the Dhamma, which is more heavy negative karma, abandoning the Dhamma. It's more heavy negative karma than destroying all the stupa exist in this world.
在这个菩提道次第的教授里面呢，那教导里面就讲，如果有人毁坏掉所有的佛塔，这个业报啊，这个罪报啊，深重吗？它是非常非常深、非常非常重的。可是呢，如果有人放弃了、舍弃了佛法，哪一个业报啊，哪个罪障比较重？ 其实是这个舍弃佛法的罪障，比摧毁所有佛塔的罪障，但那业报还要深重。
So like that. So then, this is, you know, so here, so you request the turn of Vilap Dhamma. So this become very powerful to purify the heaviest negative karma. You know, abandoning the Dhamma.
所以呢，在这里呢，通过这个第六支供养的修法，就请佛、请善知识、转法轮，它就可以对治我们过去啊，就可以净化我们过去啊所种下的舍弃佛法的恶业。So
then lastly, the dedication, you know, then dedicate all marriage, you know, to the enlightenment, cause to enlightenment. So this dedication become powerful. Not to all the merit you collect, you know, not destroyed by anger, you know. So like that, this become cause for the not to destroy, you know.
所以最后一支呢，就是回向支。这回向呢，回向的所有啊，一二三四五六啊，所积累的功德，回向于。 正得佛的果位，其实正得佛果就是要利益所有一切众生了。这个回向呢是非常强而有力的，它能够护持啊我们所积累的福德资粮，不会被我们的嗔怒给摧毁掉。So
like that, so this sublime practice, you know, I mean very simple, you know, but you practice is become very powerful.
所以呢，这七支供养的修行方法是非常非常简单的，对吗？可是呢，它所得到的那效益和利益呢，是非常强大的。啊，only
seven, you know, only seven.
Only seven, 只需要做七个不同的观想修行。
Okay.
Why not eight, nine, or six?
Because eight is enough, seven is enough.
为什么不是六支供养，或者不是五支供养，或者九支供养呢？或者八支供养，因为七支供养就足够了。够了。我问了一个欠扁的问题。So,够了，够了
seven, 够了 yeah.
够了。
So, So again, all related, you know, how well you meditate, like visualizing Buddha Shakyamuni, how much you have just, you know, seeing real Buddha in front of you, you know, how much you have this faith, conviction on that. Oh, yeah, very strong. Then, of course, your seven practice become much more stronger, you know. So this all related, you know, motivation, visualization, then practice, seven practice, you know, is all related.
所以呢，这七支供养文呢，究竟它的效益有多大，就看你修的够不够好。讲讲修的够不够好，就看你观想的时候，你本是释迦佛在前面，你是不是真的相信，深信不疑，本是释迦牟尼佛就在你前面，还是讲哎呀，只这样想想而已。因为有些人可以哦，可以观想，他是深信不疑，不论我观想的好不好，本是释迦牟尼佛就在那边，而且呢，他的心是很虔诚，是很重，是很深重的，很虔诚的，很真心的。这样呢，他去做这个修行的话呢，他所得到的利益，他本身所得到的利益，他修行的这个效益啊，就会变得更强大。所以呢，这修行到底有没有效益呢？就看你自己。
So like that, then after complete the seven limb practice, then now you visualize, you know, so the golden light come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha that you have visualized in front, the golden light come out, you know, in your body from the, you know, top, so enter in your body, entire your body filled with the golden light.
接着呢，你做完了七支供养文呢，并不是就完了，你可以继续观想，观想本是释迦牟尼佛放出金色的大光芒，大光芒哦，哦眼睛要睁不开的那种啊，真的放出大光芒，这光芒进入我们的身体，怎样进入我们的身体呢？就从我们头顶进入，要照亮我们头顶啊，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，照亮变得很亮，全身能照到你的脚底。对，你的全身，它的光芒呢，就进入，充满你整个身体。
So like that. So I guess that. So then after that, you know, continue this meditation. You know, so then you recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times during same visualization. You know, so light rays come out into your body, entire your body filled with the light, the golden light. You know.Yeah, so like that. Then you recite Taya Tao Munya Munya Ma Munya Soha 7 times like that.
所以呢，你这样观想过后啊，会不会这观想一次就够了？要不停啊，不停的啊，可以不停。在你观想这样做观想的时候，你就可以念本是释迦牟尼佛的心咒。这心咒和这光芒是同时进行的，你就念他呀他哦，牟尼牟尼摩诃牟那耶娑，然后你就可以这样念了，你也可以唱了，哦。摩尼他有了，有这个唱片，好，然后那个观想呢，在念的时候呢，本身像发出大光芒照入哦，你的身体啊，进入啊，头顶啊，然后全身的慢慢下，这光啊，照亮你的全身到脚底，你全身都充满光，很亮很亮的，你是金色的，你的身体也是金色的光芒。这样一边这样观想，一边这样念，又在念哦，那又在放出大光芒，在不断的念，念到七次为止。
So like that, you know, 7 times you can loudly, you can do that. After that, you do silently, you know, silently recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra. Then I can meditate like that as before, the visualize, you know.
Silently, no sound.
Yeah.
No sound.OK, 所以你这样观想的时候啊，这样你就心里念本是释迦牟尼佛的佛咒，啊，也就是说没有发出声音的了。不然你自己在家里你可以发出声音了。But if you do it at home on your own, you can make sound.
Okay, so like that. So, so try to meditate with the visualization. You know, your mind is continually visualization, you know.
所以呢，你可以这样一边念， 就是在心里啊默念，然后呢，然后就发出本是释迦牟尼佛，发出大光芒了，哦。
So like that. So maybe one thing good to know, you know, the mantra, the meaning of the mantra. So then, dayata, I don't know. It is like this, something like that. Translate dayata. It is like this. Om. Then that symbolize, you know, Buddha's.Body, speech, and mind.
所以呢，我们若念这个本是释迦牟尼佛的心咒，我们要明白这个咒语的意思是什么，对吗？所以呢，那咒语就是 Dayata Om。这 Dayata 是什么意思呢 ？Dayata 就是如是如是，就是这样，就是这样了。到底是怎么样呢？就 Om 第一个字，这代表呢这佛的身口意。是这样，这样是什么样呢？就 Om 啊，这佛的身口意。
So like then that Om Muni Muni. So that one that Om Muni Muni. So there's two Muni Muni. So the first one, I think Muni control over the suffering of the three lower realm and over the power.Over the wrong conception of the self-existing I, you know.
Over the wrong conceptions of
existing I, you know.
Existing life.所以呢，之后呢 ，Om 过后 ，Om 是代表佛的身口意，然后过后就有 Muni Muni， 有两个 Muni Muni， 对吗？所以第一个 Muni 呢，就代表呢控制超越三恶趣的痛苦，那控制然后超越所有一切生命啊，友情生命的妄念。
Okay, so like that. So like that. So then, next muni is like the control over the suffering of the samsara and over self-cherishing thought.
那第二个母尼呢？它超越什么呢？它控制什么呢？就控制所有，超越所有这一切轮回的苦啊！能控制超越所有的爱我执。
So then, Muni, Muni, Maha, Munaye, Samunaya, Munaye. So that one, so then, so Maha is great, great control, you know, great control about the subtle illusion, you know.
So, 呢过后呢 Om Muni, Muni, 两个 Muni 讲过了 Maha, Munaye, Maha,马哈是什么呢？马哈其实如果翻译的话，就大、巨大。其实讲的是，更大的控制啊，调御啊，我们细分的妄心妄念。
So like subtle illusion overcome the what called dualistic mind.
就是调伏，能够调伏我们细分的妄心妄念，然后我们的二元的就你我的二元那种对峙的妄心。
So then I don't know the soha, I don't know the so I don't know it can be said that they observe and keep the blessing of the mantra. Maybe can translate that.
Keep the blessing of the mantra.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh. 所以呢，最后是梭哈。梭哈是怎么讲呢？就是这个咒语的加持力哈，就凝聚于此，就是凝聚在这咒语里面。
So I mean, the Muni also I saw some the translates as what.Says, I don't know, says, S-A-G-E, I don't know, says.
Oh, S-A-G-E, sage.
Says, I mean like a wise, you know, can be said wise. I don't know, someone they translate like that, wise, great wise,
wise, great wise.
Something.
所以呢，这个马哈这个讲的就是，更大的调伏的力量。这个更大的调伏力量能够调伏我们的细分的妄心妄念。然后摩那耶，摩那耶就是智者的意思，就有智慧的人。所以呢，可以表现是智，有智慧，有智慧，大智慧的意思。所以呢，苏哈那就这个咒语的加持力量就在此。
Yeah, so like that, so.So anyway, so that's the meaning of the mantra. So then you recite that, then visualize, you know. So I dash that, you know. So visualize, as before, you know, golden light enter in your body, you know, whole body filled with the light, like that, you know.
所以呢，我们在观想的时候呢，我们就念这个咒语，然后呢，同时这个大光芒啊，就照入了我们的全身。我们选择也变得亮亮的。
So then, after that, of course, then slow, then, you know, then Buddha slowly come to your head, you know, this in front of Buddha slowly come to on top of your head, you know, like pacing like yourself, you know, this Buddha before pacing to you, then slowly come in, you know, on top of your head there, pacing as you are, how you pace like that, you know, sit there like.
念完了咒语过后呢，你想想啊，佛也是亮亮，你也是亮亮。这佛呢就来到你的面前，然后转过来，安住在你的头顶。
Okay, then, you got?
Yeah.
Okay. So then after that, this Buddha slowly dissolve into light.
这佛呢就融入光，就变成光了。
Okay, then the light dissolves into yourself. You know, the light dissolves into yourself.
Then 那光芒呢，就进入你的身体，融入你的身体。
So like then it's become in a mixing with the Buddha's mind. Like that, so I dash that, you know. Then your mind mix with the Buddha's mind, mixing with the Buddha's mind like that.
这样你的心呢，就和佛的心呢、啊，他的意啊。融合成一片。
So like that. Then after that, okay. Then you may. Then after that, from your heart, the radiate light. You know, golden light, radiate light, every direction. You know, like that. You know, come from your heart, every direction. So many light rays. You know.Like sun rays like that, come out from your heart like that. Then tip of the light, you can visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, like that.
接着呢，因为你和佛的意啊，你本身的意和佛的意都融合一团了，对吗？然后接着你的身体就从你的心里面呢放出金色的大光芒，然后就照耀到十方。这十方就是每一个角落，照耀到十方去。然后每一束光芒，每一束光芒的前面哦，都有一尊本是释迦牟尼佛。哇，这个很难观想的。
Okay, so then this all Buddha. So the idea is that every sentient beings, you know, every sentient being, top of the head, there's one Buddha like that.From your light rays, so many small Buddha come out, tiny, then on top of each of sentient being head, like that, you know, abiding on every sentient being head, like that.
Okay, so from you, you radiate all the golden light to all the, every tip of light, there's one Buddha Shakyamuni. Then this Buddha Shakyamuni will go to every sentient being and sit on the top of all sentient beings.
Yeah, if sentient being have one Buddha like yourself before visualize like that, if sentient being have one Buddha on top of their head, like that, I teach that.
But every sentient being also have one Buddha, so they also shine to you, so you shine to them.
Nothing about your Buddha you send.This one, the one who sits on sentient being head.
So before that sentient being head, don't have Buddha Shakyamuni.
People don't have, haven't sent out yet.
Because if all of them do the visualization, so you have countless...
You just said that from your heart, radiate numberless of light. Tube of the light is small Buddha. So mm-hmm. idea is that every sentient being have top of the head, there's one Buddha light.
Okay.
It's come from your light rays.
所以你的心哦，发出金色大光芒哦，这每一束光芒哦，的那个尖端都有本尊释迦牟尼佛，不是吊在那边摆美的了。这个释迦牟尼佛，你是送出去的，送到你的，送到十方的每一个众生的头顶上。所以呢，这个释迦牟尼佛就安坐在每一个十方众生、每一位众生的头顶上。
Today I'm just explaining, we're not meditating, but just explanation. You got idea?
啊，这只是个解释了哈，我没有跟着做。当然，我们在解释的时候，你跟着做很好啊。Some of them they may do when you explain. Some of them may do follow when you explain.
Do is fantastic, of course.
Fantastic 啊，你能够做很好。
这
个是要加速一点哦，他讲你马上做。
So like that. So like that. Then, so now.So here idea is that from your heart radiate light, tip of the light, there's numberless of Buddha. So that then every sentient being on top there's one Buddha. So now, then you recite the mantra. Again, Tayata Om Manim, loudly 7 times.
Again? This is the second time already.
Yes. That one already complete. So now next one. So you visualize this one. So now this is sentient being on top of the head, the Sakyamuni Buddha.So you recite 7 times, Tayata Munim Namah Munia Soha, so that visualize that from this Buddha Shakyamuni, golden light come out, enter every the particular sin, every each and every sentient body, filled with the golden light. So like that.
Okay.既然你刚才已经观想你的身体呢，从你的心里放出金色的大光芒哦，那每一束光芒的肩头都有本尊释迦牟尼佛，这样这本尊释迦牟尼佛就照射到十方所有的一切众生，所以每一个众生的头顶上就有一尊本是释迦牟尼佛。接着你要再念第二次哦，第二次哦，再念本是释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。哦，默念7次，达到哦，摩尼摩尼玛摩尼苏哈。然后呢，释迦牟尼佛，你念的时候呢，继续哦，在他们头顶哦，每一尊放出大光芒，十方世界发出大光芒，金色大光，你的眼睛一定睁不开的。然后这个光芒呢，照亮哦，照亮所有的众生的每一尊众生。然后呢，那清除他们所有的业障。然后这光芒呢，到这里也对对。
Whatever.
No. I translate until, okay, the Shakyamuni Buddha on top of each sentient beings, gives out radiates golden light, then, shines into the body of the sentient being, every sentient being of the 10 directions.
That's it. I mean, that is one particular Buddha, sentient being, one Buddha, man, this
one Buddha for one sentient being.
So like that, I guess that.Okay, so then you recite 7 times, then again you can do longer meditations, then silently recite again 7 times, or how long you want to recite, you can do silently recite, but do this visualization. You know.
That means actually you can recite 21 times or one round of mala or whatever. OK, 所以你就做这样的观想，这观想本是释迦牟尼佛发出金色的光芒，然后呢，你就默念本是释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次啊，然后做观想。当然，你可以做长一点，你可以再继续念7次啊，或再念7次啊，等等啊，你可以念很多次的了。
So like that. So then. So then the Buddha is Buddha, you know, melted in light, dissolved into the particular sentient beings. Then their mind and Buddha's mind become unseparable.
接着呢，我们做一同样的观想，就每一个是众生头顶上的释迦牟尼佛呢，就发出大光芒，然后就融入光。就已经念完咒语了，融入光，那融入光呢，化为光了，那光就融入每一个众生的身体，然后那个佛的心意呢，就和那每一个众生的心呢，融成一片。
Okay, so then lastly, then the light rays, you know, you mean there's so many light rays. So lastly, the all these light rays, you know, all the light dissolve back to the, you know, everything become light. All this light dissolve back to the, your heart.
然后接着呢，所有的每一个众生啊，你观想都化成光。这化成光呢，所有的光呢，又收回来，你又把它收摄回来。
Okay, so like that, so that's that. Then lastly, you can do the dedication. You know, again, one more dedication, you can do that.
那过后呢，这样做完了，我们就做回向。
So like that, so that's the.
Do they change to Shakyamuni Buddha, transform, when the lights dissolve into them?
Okay, so that's the meditation. Okay, are you clear?
大家都清楚吗
okay, that's the meditation of Shakyamuni Buddha. Okay, so we have time, maybe next time, I don't want to talk much, so I just...explain shortly, then we meditate, okay? I thought to do today, but we don't have time. I talk too much. So.
Okay, 所以呢，今天呢，只是给大家那个解释啊。好，如果你在家里有，我们以后有时间可能再做了哈，再一起共修。所以 Kim 姐讲她这个讲太多了。
Okay, I think something like that, I don't know. I thought maybe it's good to do everybody to understand that then. At least 5 minutes, 10 minutes in daily life, you know. Do simple meditation, which is really, really beneficial. You know, that's the point I'm talking here.
所以呢，这是 Cameron 希望大家每一个人哦，每个在这里的人，每天都能花5到10分钟呢去做这样的观修。这观修是非常简单的，就配合着七支供养文做，而且呢，它的效果利益啊是很大的。
Okay, I think that's all about today. You have question, then ask one. One question.
所以今天就讲到这里，现在只剩下一点时间，所以可以问一个问题。大家有没有问题？十二缘起的什么哈？12 links 就有十二个了。第一支、第二支、第三支就有十二个。我忘了十二支，十二因缘支，可是不是你讲的什么人生支、人语支嘞？She's asking about 12 links of dependent arising, the 12 links, but 可是你讲的支和好像不是十二缘起支的支嘞。无名缘行，第一支是无名，无名缘行，所以你要讲的是什么支？你讲的是哪个字？ 哦，
前你不是有讲的这支这个十二缘起智里面这么写的十二缘起智。
哦，你要问的问题是什么？
啊，马拉是 very hard working， 喏。
She's asking about this 12 links of dependent arising, which Tian Rongji has taught before. Then I think she wants to clarify again. This 12 links of dependent arising can be broken down into four branches. So what are the four branches? The projecting branch, the throwing branch, those kind. Yeah.So she wants to know what are the specific division of these four branches.
What are they asking? How to divide into four? She asking that.
Oh. 你要问的是能引支是哪四支是吗？是哪三支哈？能引支不是无名和行吗？然后所引之是食名色六触触和受，然后能生之是爱取有，然后所生之是生老死，将来的那个第二世的啊。前没有，它是能引之是只有两只而已，这无名和行。是因来的，
你要不要看这个表？这个很清楚。
She's asking the four divisions, but ignorance and compositional activities, they are the first branch. Then the consciousness, name and form, six sources, contact, and feelings are the second branch.
First three, not only two. The first three.
And the consciousness.
Yeah.
That means ignorance, composition, activity, and consciousness are the first branch.
Yeah.
They are the causes. Then the next one is name and form, six sources, contact, and feelings are the second one. Because this is what the first three?
Six, yeah.
啊，我知道你要的是这个是吗？
对。
你要的这个哪一个是哪一个吗？
用这个。
啊。
啊，这一次。
你要问你的问题是什么？
我要知道它里面是它这里写了，我们要了解它里面是这是什么意思喽？它播种嘛。
She's asking why these four division? Why you break down into these four?
I don't think so. Have time to talk on that. So anyway, there's three. I don't know how you call three in the first one. What called functioning? What? What the first division? First what? Pinchiki Yusum. I don't know. Pinchiki Yusum.
Forgotten the term.
Throwing action. Throwing cause.
Throwing.
Yeah.
Throwing cause.
Three. Yeah. First three belong to that category.
Then the next one is actually what it throws, what it becomes.
There's six from name up to the
name and form, six sources, contact and feelings.
Or there's six of them belong to second category. Result after that throwing cause. Yeah, there's six. Then I don't know dupcheki actual. I don't know
craving and grasping.
What call the name that one? Dupcheki.
Craving, grasping, and potential existence.
How you say in English? Not projecting karma is the first one.
Nanshan.
Actualizing
karma.
Okay. Not karma. Actualizing cause.
Cause
that have two. Yeah. The, what call?
Craving and grasping.
Craving and grasping. That's cause.Actualizing cause.
Then potential existence. Then followed by birth, aging, and death.
Last two. That's one is two.
Birth, aging, and death.
No.
Craving and grasping.
Craving, grasping, death.
Potential existence.
The three.
Yeah.
This three is the actualizing cause.
Cause.
So then after that, aging and death. That's the result of
actualizing. Both aging and death, yeah.
Yeah, that is the actualizing cause of the result of actualizing cause. We divide like that.
Yeah. 所以能隐的业是指无明行和识，是能隐，就是它是那个所有的一切的因。这个因呢，所引出来的就是明色啊，就是那个意识的进入那个胎里面了、啊，就明色啦，六处啦，然后触和受，然后呢？然后其实是我们的爱啊、取啊，能够造作我们的下一生呢、啊，然后造作下一生，然后我们就生出来，就有未来生、下一生的所生的那个生和老死，所以它就四个，这能隐的、所隐、能生和所生。这个在这里哦，15分钟讲不完的。
Next time 啊。
可以不要，你没有爱取的话，你可以断爱取的话，你就不用投生了。You say, she's asking, so can we stop, taking rebirth?
If we don't want, of course. If we don't want, of course, can stop rebirth.
如果你不要投生的话，你当然可以啊，有方法了，你就不用再继续投生了。可是安迪，你不要投生，你要去哪里？
Okay, we stop here. So I will talk this one. Why they divide into four? I mean, there's reason there. So we have time the next time we talk.
所以呢，这个下一次可能下次我们就比较深入的去讲。哎，其实这个讲过了嘞。啊，好，现在我们做回向。We do dedication, page 32。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三世善世佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。哦，下个星期呢，我们就做观修。我们今天教的观修，下个星期我们就一起来做。哦，大家可以做2个钟头吗？So we'll do 2 hours next week. 2 hours. Yeah, 对 Rinpoche 说我们做2个钟头。OK. 你要准备药油啊，这痛的时候可以擦。啊？啊，下个星期是最后一堂课了。啊，然后今年我们就结束了，因为呢我们就要迎接娑巴上师了。娑巴上师会给那个阿弥陀佛的灌顶，所以大家都可以出席哦。什么？哦，阿弥陀佛的灌顶啊，有没有华语的翻译？哦 ，Kimchi, she asked the Amitabha Buddha initiation by Sopa Rinpoche. Does it have Chinese translation?天哪，天哪，地啊！你要跟 office 问了，你要跟 office 问，真的，你要问一下 office。 你们来吧，有翻译了，有翻译，有中文翻译，啊，春露没有来了。如果有台湾的翻译员来，我就叫台湾的翻译员了哦。我们有 FBMT 台湾的翻译啊，专业的。我这个是 part time 的。